There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. You know, as we get into the winter, the one thing that I notice, and I just wanted to see if anyone else gets this every year too, is that it seems like the stuff that I need to use for winter seems to break down on me. And the thing that I've been dealing with the last week is that my oven broke down on me. And it's, you know, the time of year where, you know, first of all, you know, we had been locked down, you know, we could get takeout, whatever, but you kind of need to have some of the stuff to work, and that'd be the oven. And I just really thought, my goodness. Of course, as soon as it starts getting cold out, I have no oven. I can grill, and grilling is just fine. But right now, it's still in the 20s. But wait till I think next week we're going to get into the teens, maybe even a little bit lower. I have no interest in that whatsoever. I don't know. Does this happen to everybody else? Because it's like also right at the beginning of winter, my heat went out. You know, it's like I seem to have some sort of, I don't know, some sort of like maybe winter spirit in my house that doesn't want me to have any of the things that I need for winter. And I think I'm going to turn to one person who might be able to help me with this a little bit. And of course, because it is the is it the third Sunday of the month? I don't even know anymore, but it's time for our monthly visit from psychic medium tarot card reader Anne. As we all know, Anne has a lifetime of intuitive experience. She spends her time traveling throughout the Midwest. Well, you know, once you're able to travel again, and her home state of Arizona, providing her services at conventions, mediumship galleries, psychic fairs, and her weekly Facebook Live broadcasts, which are actually twice a week. And we are very blessed to have her come to us once a month and give her gift to us of doing one-question readings. Anne, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Thank you, Greg. It's great to be here again. And yes, it is the third Sunday of the month.
That's good. Well, you know, it's hard to remember sometimes everything. First of all, it's also the first time that you've been with us in 2021. So,
yes.
You know, Happy New Year. Happy to have you with us.
Thank you. And Happy New Year to you and Dan.
And so, you know, the thing that we want to kind of lay the ground rules, first of all, please call in if you want a one-question reading, tarot reading done by Anne. She's very accurate, and it's a wonderful, you know, free reading. But, you know, there's a couple things that I want to ask for. First of all, you know, she's going to be sharing her gifts with us today. You know, as I said in the last show, this show is a respite from politics. Don't call in asking for questions regarding politics. You know, we stay away from that. This is meant to be more of light questions because, you know, she's able to do mediumship, but we don't have that on this show, and we'll explain why in a second. But if you do have a question for her, you can call in. You can call us at 952-946-6205. And if you are one of those folks that like to use Facebook, I'm on Facebook right now, and we are streaming live. You can watch us as we stream live. Unfortunately, Anne is not in studio with us, but she is here in spirit as well, and you can go to facebook.com/AM950radio. And you can reach us if you want to send a comment through email. Send it to comment@am950radio.com. And as I didn't mention, with the Facebook, you can leave a comment there, and I'll take a look. Or you can ask a question that way too. There's a lot of ways to talk with us. And like I said, just kind of keep it light. And the reason for that, Anne, is that there is a difference between these one-question tarot readings and somebody asking for a loved one to come through, right?
Yes, there is. And what that is the tarot card readings are basically I use the cards and they give me, you know, messages and I can use them and I can give you somewhat of a detailed message, but it's more, you know, nuts and bolts of life, where mediumship and psychic ability, more mediumship is more reaching out and communicating with your loved ones that have crossed over. So there is a big difference, and it does take more concentration and more time with mediumship, at least with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I prefer to not, with tarot cards, I can give many readings pretty quickly. And then, but with mediumship, I really don't want to, on the radio or on my Facebook Lives, I really prefer not to, if I can't have connection with the person, talk with them and have a conversation and have enough time slotted and allotted for the session, I really don't want to do that, because otherwise it's just going to sound generic. And I don't want that. I want you to know that you are getting a true message from your loved ones.
That's very nice. Now, what happens then if somebody wants a true message from the loved ones and they want to ask you to give it? What would they do in that situation?
I would recommend they go to my website, ana.org, and go to the schedule a reading page with me and schedule a reading. We can, you know, and they have a choice of readings that they'd like to try, and it takes them through the whole process, and then we set up an appointment that way. And that's how it's very simple, easy. And then I call you up and we have our session.
Very nice. Now, I just want to say, because Ana and I have worked together on a number of occasions, we've done events together, we've done residential paranormal investigations together that maybe we could talk about here in maybe a little bit later in the show. But I have to say that you have been able to bring through a couple of my loved ones, deceased family members. And it's been very interesting, considering that two of them I would have never met.
Yes, yes. We brought through your sisters that you were never able to meet at once, you know, because they never kind of – they crossed over before you could meet them.
Did not make it. They were a miscarriage from my mom.
Badly.
In a sense, you know, it's as silly as it sounds, my parents were only going to have two kids, and these two sisters, as you identified them as girls, they passed, and my sister and I were born, you know, a couple years later than from there. So if they had been born, then we probably wouldn't have been in that cycle. And it's a very interesting thing in a sense, because I'm fascinated how you had explained it to me, that it's kind of almost, in a way, it's kind of like a bit of a carousel, right? Because it might have not been their time, but it will be their time at some other point. They will jump back into the family somewhere down the line.
Yes. Yes, they will. And that's kind of what I'm feeling for you. And when I was giving the reading for you, yes.
And that the fact that I have niece and nephews that maybe they might come in through there. And that's a very interesting and very cool way to experience, because you just never know, you know, where – how, because one of the great mysteries, isn't it? What happens to us? What happens to those that maybe we haven't met? And it's such a – that's what makes this so exciting, that all this stuff is possible. And, it was just – I do highly recommend to go to www.onae.org, schedule a reading with Ana, and quite honestly, like I have, do like an hour-long reading, because – with your hour-long readings, not that you ever rush, but you do have a little bit more time to kind of just – it's more relaxed, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's more relaxed. It definitely is.
Okay, good.
And that gives us more time to communicate back and forth and feel energies, and because it's not like – what happens, Greg, is when you start what's funny is that once you start communicating with the ones that have crossed over – if you start more and more start to come in, and next thing you know, you might be wanting to focus on one, and we can, if you want only that one person, but sometimes spirit, just when they know there's an open door and they have their chance to communicate with you, bam, like all of a sudden it's a family reunion. So, which is what happens quite often. So,
right.
But, and, yeah.
And there's been times when just doing at various places doing like work with equipment, whatever, and like some of my relatives come in, then some of your relatives come in, and it was literally like that. It felt like that there was a room full of relatives that have passed, and that's a thing that you and I do quite a bit, is that spirit validation, where I'm using the electronics and you are using your gifts of mediumship and being a psychic medium. And that was really so interesting that you could say, hey, I have this, I'm experiencing that it's this person, and then I would have a device that would light up if electromagnetic energy was coming through, and I'd say, is grandpa, are you there? Is Anais grandpa there? And if it is, light it only to the yellow, and it would light up to the yellow. And that's something that, skeptics might be like, there's reasons for that. But honestly, I mean, that was pretty pinpoint accurate.
Yes, it was. It was really accurate. It was, and even though we do this a lot, and it's still every time you get amazed, you really do. It's just, it's really neat how spirit communicates and all the different ways they can use, equipment or our bodies or our senses to communicate with us. And you could even have it where they, an electronic that won't even work most of the time will all of a sudden start to work with them trying to communicate and answer you in some ways. So it's really interesting and fun and amazing. I'm always amazed. I mean, I've been doing this a long time, but this is, I still, every time, I'm always amazed.
Now, we have Mary Ann Richardson on deck. When we come back, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we are going to we're going to have Anais to read for Mary Ann Richardson, and we're going to ask for more people to join in, because we're going to be reading all day. And we have our guest, psychic medium tarot card reader Anais. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on The Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining us. And it's the third Sunday of the month, so our guest today is psychic medium and tarot card reader Anais. Thank you, Anais, for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm doing just fine. Like I said, we're taking questions today. Anais taking questions. She's doing one question readings. And honestly, folks, call in or send a note. You can call in. Our number is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Call in and ask a question. See if Anais can give you a reading on it. They're pretty amazing, I'm going to be very honest. You can also go send us an email. Our email address is comment@am950radio.com. That's comment@am950radio.com. And we are streaming on Facebook, facebook.com/AM950radio. And in fact, that's where we're going to be going right now. Actually, this is actually being streamed to some of my other Facebook pages. This is coming from my Minnesota Ghost Box Facebook page. Mary Ann Richardson writes, Anais, I'm planning on purchasing a home and wondering if this is the right time for me to buy or should I wait?
Hi, Mary. Let's see what we got here for you, hon. I'm going to shuffle the cards and then focus on you. And we will see what the cards say. And I hope while I am shuffling, I hope, Mary, that you are enjoying your new year so far. I hope it's been a shift. All right, let's see what we got here for you, hon. Oh, you know what? What I do is I shuffle the cards, I divide them into piles, and on the back side of the pile, it does show here, I write some numbers in different colors on my cards. And it represents here, the numbers that did come up here for you, hon, is, endings. Now is the time to finish wrap up what you're doing and move forward towards a new passion. And the cards that I laid out, Mary, are they do look positive that, yes, now is the time to take a chance and maybe make an offer on a home. It does look like here that there is, it does show the home card. It does show moving forward and successfully taking a chance on things. It does look like here that there is an offer being presented. So this is either you making an offer on a home or someone's making an offer on your home, but it does look successful and now is the time to take a chance. So I'm going to say, Mary, yes, from what I can see in the cards that I have laid out, yes, it's now is a good time to start planning this. And it's saying, you know, definitely worth the investment. You might have to put a little bit of money out into fixing up your house just to kind of make it, you know, fresh for, you know, the next person. But it does look like here that this is the right time to make a purchase for you. So I do recommend that highly from, you know, from what I have here on the layout. And I'll leave that with you, hon. And just know that I love feedback. So let me know how it goes.
I was just going to mention the part about the feedback, because that's one of the things that I personally, whenever I have you on my show or whenever I'm watching your Facebook Lives, that the feedback part is the most fun, because I always see people respond saying that, you know, either that what you're talking about was exactly kind of what they're thinking about if you're talking about some, because I've noticed that people are saying, like, you know, they're just asking about something and you're reading the fact that they're stressed and that you're picking it up. You tell them that and they'll be like, yes, actually this is, or that you're there, that you see them, that they're stressing over a decision that they need to make, and they never said that to you, and they're like, yes, that's exactly it. I mean, that is the fun part, and that has to be quite the bit of kind of the payoff, knowing that you are in the right, going the right area with this.
Yes. Yes, it is. I do love feedback. It helps big time. And, it, you know, because, I mean, even though I am an experienced, you know, reader, it does look like here for me when I am reading, I still know that I am dealing with people's emotions and lives and trying to guide them the best I can for what, you know, and help them and ease them. I use my readings for healing and, you know, for positive energy and reinforcement. And I take that responsibly, that responsibility very serious. And I just hope that I am guiding people in the right way. And that's why I use my gift. I use my gift for healing and love. And that's where I take it so seriously that when I do get the feedback, it is confirmation to me that, yes, I am doing the right thing. I'm on the right path, and that the cards never lie.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. And you know, and you've also said, you know, earlier too, that it's something is worth the investment, you know, and I've heard you say that also on a number of occasions where it has to be like, this is, you know, kind of like, this is going to be worth your time, right?
Yes, it is worth your time. It is. I love it. And I do, and you know, I was raised this way, Greg, and this is just a part of me and who I am. And if you get to know me, this is who I am. You come to my house, we do cards. You know, we go to coffee, I do your cards. If we're friends, you know, it's just, that's the way it is. This is my life. This is family. This is how we sit around the coffee table, you know, and this is how we live our life. So when I use my gifts, my aunt and my mom have raised me to use our gifts for the best. And we do help people, and that is worth their time and my time. I want to make it worth their time. I'm not here to play stump the psychic. I'm not here to sway you one way or the other. I'm here to genuinely help you.
And, you know, I find it too that, you know, I've heard you mention this on your Facebook Lives that you, you know, you're right now in a room by yourself. When you're doing your Facebook Lives, you're generally in a room by yourself. So that's where the feedback is very helpful too, because it's just, you're kind of just talking, right? You're just talking at a wall and it's kind of like, what is happening here? Am I close? Am I, you know, especially when some of the stuff that you have to, you know, you're reading might sound a little like really kind of odd. And then you get feedback like, you're absolutely right. I mean, that has to be helpful, at least.
It is. It's very helpful because I am. You're right. I am sitting here looking at a camera and I'm alone in a room. It's, unless, you know, my cat and dog are here with me. And And so I, you know, otherwise, and they can't really, you know, tell me whether I'm doing good or not. But yeah, no, that's when the feedback comes in, because most of my readings that I do online, I'm talking to somebody. So all I know is maybe their first name. And so I'm just going on by what, you know, is being downloaded, what's in the cards, and what's being downloaded to me psychically. Cause I can see, hear, sense, feel, taste, know, all these, you know, just have a knowing. And then sometimes, you know, spirit does show itself to me on, you know, even though I'm not asking for it, they still come anyway. And that's when I know it's like really important for this person to have connection. But other than that, you do need the feedback. It makes it so much easier and nicer and more rewarding for everybody, because, you know, when you're having a one-on-one with me, like, you know, I can talk with you now, like I can read your, you know, read your voice, you know, whether you're saying your high is, you know, a grumpy high or a happy high, you know, but otherwise, you know, when you're in a room all alone, it's looking at a camera. It's kind of, you know, okay, here we are, just shot, you know, a shot in the dark kind of thing. And so, I don't know.
All right. Well, why don't we do this? Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation and one question readings with psychic medium tarot card reader Anae. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostbox, you can see me do a live session, a live spirit box session, as I try to reach out to your loved ones. And now, I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee a respectful communication with spirits. It's very, very interactive. It's kind of like what Anae is doing, but, you know, more hit and miss, let's just put it that way. And we're using a piece of equipment that we're trying to hear their voices come through. So why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. Central Standard Time for my live spirit box session? You can do so on my Facebook page, and you can check it out for yourself. We actually have a fair amount of success doing so. And, you know, it's also for those skeptics out there. You know, you listen to it, you may think, oh, that doesn't sound like anything at all. And, you know, that's a fair assessment, but check it out. And if you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need my help for a paranormal investigation of your business, or send me, or your home for that matter, send me an email. You can send it to greg@ghostboxradio.com. It's greg@ghostboxradio.com. You can reach out to me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @GregBurt007. And they also have one for my Minnesota Ghostbox page, if you like. It's @MNGhostbox. Check it out. You know, I'd love to have some of you reach out. I'd love to hear from you. And if you miss Ghostbox Radio with Greg Bakken live, AM 950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or you can listen anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review. I'd really appreciate it because it just helps me get more people to listen, and I think the show's worth listening. So we return to our guest today, psychic medium, tarot card reader, Anae. And, you know, before we get back to her, I also want to remind people we are doing one-question readings, and if you want a question answered, such as, am I going to get the job that I'm going after, or how's my financial situation is going to improve, or how's my love life, am I going to meet somebody, this is the time to ask it, and Anae is very, very accurate on this. So please, if you want to, call in. Our number is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You can also send us an email. Our email address is comment@am950radio.com. Or right now we are streaming live on Facebook, facebook.com/am950radio. You can leave a question there, as Marianne did, and we'll be happy to pass it along to Anae to read. Now, the one question, you know, we are not having a ton of people come in today, and that just, you know, could be a number of reasons. So I was wondering, Anae, if you would be happy to read for our producer, Dan, and see what the future holds for Dan.
Sure, I'd be happy to read for Dan.
Dan, do you have a question?
Well, yes, actually I do. During the week I teach, at a high school. And nobody knows when we're going to go back live. We're doing everything on Zoom. And I was wondering, should we go back now to live teaching, or will we in the near future?
Well, that's asking my opinion, but as far as should we. But let me see. Let me see. I'll focus on that on the cards and see what we've got here for you, hon. Because I do see you going back. I just don't know if it's now is the actual, like, it might be one more semester and then things should probably be, I would say, probably going back to live. But that's kind of what they're making me feel like. They're saying semester in my head. And that's what I'm focused. And so I'm just going to kind of go with that as far as translating what Spirit's giving me. But as far as the cards go, it does look like here this is definitely a passion of yours for sure. You do love what you do. Mm-hmm. But it's everything's kind of hidden and behind the scenes right now as far as that is concerned, because it does look like here that it's, you know, I am going to say if this is your wish, then yes, you've got the wish card here. But you also have the moon card here, so which represents to me things are behind the scenes. So it's like because it's based on fear. Fear is right there. Fear is the main thing. And people don't like, you know, what they can't see, hear, feel, sense, whatever. And no. So if they don't have confidence in something, they fear it and then they're going to stay away from it. But with a lot of communication and planning, I feel like, yes, it will be happening soon. And again, I'm getting more of the, you know, like within or around 6 months, if I'm going to give you a time frame. Because, and the reason why I'm saying that is there might be more talk about it in three months or the third month if things are going to start to calm down, but still people are still focused right now on the past and they're still freaking out about the past and they're not focusing on what they can do for the future and what positive things you can implement and make happen for that. But I'm going to say probably within the 6 to 7 months, things should start to clear up, or by the seventh month. And that's when things are going to start to happen. And when they happen fast, it's going to happen. Like that. But it's right now, it's telling me, Dan, the main focus right now, the first card I got was the fear card, the unknown. And people are, you know, uncertain and insecure about the whole situation, because right now it's just kind of chaos with the uncertainties and, you know, everything's out of the box, kind of like right now. You're in a, you know, out of the box normal situation, and it's not happening right now. Because it's just too much confusion and fear. Fear is the big thing here right now. And that's what they keep saying, fear, fear, fear. So that's why nothing's happening right now. But I feel within 6 to 7 months, Dan, yes, I really do feel like that's when things are going to start to happen for you and move back to where you can kind of have some normality.
Well,
good. Okay. That's great. And I just wanted to follow up on it, because we were just spending a lot of time talking about how feedback is helpful. And Mary Ann did send some feedback, which I did want to read real fast. And she had said, thank you, Anne. I wanted to tell you that the feedback you gave me a month ago through Ghostbox Live, you told me that work would be positive for me, and you were right on the mark. I was worried about my job ending and received information that the project where I work hit a snag and going to be delayed, which means now I will have a job hopefully until I retire in 5 years or so. God bless you and Greg for Ghostbox Live. And that was a really nice note. Thank you, Mary Ann. That was very kind of you to send that.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah,
it's easier for people to write the negative notes than the positive. So it's really nice to see that. One question I had, though, you know, Dan's question is a really good one that he asked for reading, and I had wondered how difficult has the pandemic been for accurate readings for you.
It has been pretty accurate for me, except for my time frames. They tend to be a little bit off, because I keep seeing things happening for people, new beginnings, and things getting, like, for new jobs and things like that. And it just seems like, okay, it's there. They're having the interviews. They're having they're getting the responses that they want. Except there's always a delay to the starts, and it's just like, oh, okay. So I'm like, when I'll have a client call up there and they're like, hey, is that happening? I'm like, you haven't had it yet? I really thought you were calling to tell me you have it now. And they're like, nope, we're still doing the process. And they're saying they're waiting, you know, just kind of hold on and stuff like that. And it's just like, okay, because it looks like you've got it. And sure enough, they do get it. It's just, every time they do a new wave of fear for everybody and delays, it freezes everybody up and life up and the world up. It's just, or our world at least, that's what's messing with my time frames, I would say. But otherwise, I'm pretty accurate and the cards never lie again, Greg. So, it's pretty spot on. Just a little bit of time frame, you know, kind of. That's why I'm like going, all right, Dan, 6 to 7 months I'm seeing here, you know, because I'm like giving myself a little leeway here on this because I have to now. It's just within or around 6 or 7 months, Dan. Yeah, because that's where I have to kind of give myself that because of the delays. Because it is. It's affecting my readings and my time frame because, again, spirit really doesn't have that. They're just kind of –
It's what they see.
Time doesn't matter to them. Yeah. And it's like, I have to read and download and translate what they're saying. And they may feel like it's happening right now to them. It may be happening right now, but to us, you know, a week might, depending upon the news we're waiting for and expecting, a week might feel like a year, you know, and it's just like, So yeah. So it gets people kind of, and I'm even impatient. I'm like, oh my gosh, did they get it yet? Because this is, you know, I'm waiting, you know, the card said this and I'm going to, you know,
Yeah. No, I wondered about that. And, you know, I also curious to know, you know, like because and that's, I'm not even sure how to ask this question because you have, you know, sometimes you have to sometimes the answer that you get is going to be a little bit more vague, but it's still going to have meaning to it. Sometimes it's going to be more detailed. How detailed do people tend to want their answers when it comes to asking you a question?
They want details. I mean, I've got some people that they will ask questions 10 different ways to make sure that I'm getting the same answer. And they want like down to the minute kind of stuff and down to the exact detail. And sometimes I can actually give that to them depending upon how spirit wants to communicate and how much they feel that this person needs to know. So yeah, they can get pretty freaking detailed on me and really be demanding. And I can actually, you know, hold my own on it when it comes to translating and communicating with spirit for them. But it's quite demanding on me.
And I think the thing that is always important to remember for people is that you're not the one giving the answers. It's spirit. You're the conduit. You're the one that's deciphering and hearing the messages. And so it's the energy coming through.
Yes. And another thing, Greg, is also is that people, they want to know and they almost don't even want to like make a decision on their own. They want to only go with a knowing and, you know, in the direction that they feel that they want. And if I'm saying something that they're not wanting to hear, they'll ask me a zillion questions in another way to try to get the answer that they're looking for. And it's like, I'm sorry, this is the answer. This is what they're giving me. And then there's times when it's like, you're not going to get the answer how you want and how detailed you want, because majority of us really need to, or not us, but, you know, people who come looking for answers, you have to realize this is life and we need to learn. We're here to learn and experience through life experiences. And that's the only way we're going to grow and our souls are going to grow with knowledge and experience. And to have the answers, you know, like right down to the minute detail, that's not growing. That's just, you know, surviving and just going along. And it's not really experiencing it.
Right. What we're going to do, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we are going to continue our conversation and one question readings with psychic medium tarot card reader Anne. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. And welcome back to Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining us today. Our guest today is psychic medium tarot card reader, Anne. And it's your last chance to get in and get a question in. You can call in at 952-946-6205. You can also, you know, leave a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AM950. We are streaming right there. And also, you can email us, comment@AM950radio.com. You know, Anay, I'm going to ask, could you do a reading for me, please?
I sure can. What are we focusing on?
You know, I have a project that might be coming up here just showed up. And in fact, I need to work on kind of a bit of a presentation that I would like to email off tomorrow. And I'm wondering if that could be a successful project.
All righty. I will shuffle the cards and concentrate on that for you, Greg. Let's see what we got here for you. Well, you know what? I divided the cards and you got a red eight. And to me, that means passion. And eight represents abundance. So I see you working hard, and it does look like here you're putting effort in there, an investment in there. And it does look like here you're taking a chance. It's like news came in, and it's like almost like you're motivated definitely to do that. It looks like here, as far as that is concerned, it's saying, again, it's worth the investment, because then all of a sudden you've got, swords, Knight of Swords, which means quick action and being taken. And the Wish card is on it, Greg. So whatever it is that you're desiring, the Wish card and the Desire card are there together. And it does look like here you will be learning and moving fast towards this. And the Star card is on that. It's overcoming the obstacles. So if there's anything coming your way at you or whatever's going on, it does show here the Wish card with the Desires, with the Star card. This does look like here that new beginnings are happening here for you. And also with this decision that you're making, it does look like you're coming out on top with this, with this, the Seven of Rods with the Star card and the Knight of Rods. It tells me fast action is being taken. But also at the same time, you've got all these knights in here, which represent action, action, action. You've got, the swords, the pentacles, and the rods here, all knights. And this is action being taken towards a financial situation or a project of whatever it is that you're wanting to do. And it does look amazing here for you. Again, I do see, Greg, though, now we've got all four knights in there. So that shows here for that shows that this is an opportunity being presented here, and you're sitting around waiting, and it does look like here you're not sure about it, but it, with the other cards, because it's an out-of-the-box kind of situation, it looks like, though, it could really be positive here for you because you're pulling up the World card. So no matter how many cards I'm laying out and whatever scenario I'm laying out, it keeps coming out, like whether it's insecurities that you're feeling, it keeps coming out positive for you. And it does look like there's a partnership in this. So whatever this is, you've got partnership, you've got duality here, and it does look like here it is kind of, it shows balance, sign of contracts, and feeling very proud of yourself.
Good.
And I'm going to say this looks really good, Greg.
Good. Now, I think we have a caller. Hi, welcome to Ghost Box Radio. How can we help you?
Hey, my name is Reverend Jack. I'm calling from Minneapolis. I was just curious. I don't know if this is the kind of thing that, with the readings and stuff, but it's kind of a generic thing. But so I've been married twice, but for the last like 13 years, I've been with this same woman, not married, but really have always felt like we were soulmates and, all this kind of stuff. But long story short is she broke up with me, and I'm just wondering if there's any, I don't know if you can figure this stuff out or not, but should I just be like, this is done, or, should I be, I don't know. I'm just curious as to where my life's going from here, if that makes any sense.
Now, Ane, we have just about 3 minutes, so I just want to let you know that. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see what we got here for you, hon. And you said your name is Jack?
Thank you. My name is Jack. Her name is Jennifer.
Okay. Well, that's cute. All right, let's see what we got here for you, hon.
I sure appreciate it.
Yeah, and it does show here, I divided the cards, and I've got two red, and that means passion. And it does mean here that there is things are going back and forth with the two of you, but you will be moving into smoother times. You've got the Ace of Cups here, which shows either a rekindling of a relationship or a new relationship. But I'm feeling like since I focus on the two of you, this is a rekindling. There's mistrust or uncertainty in this scenario here now, whether that be with a relationship or with your, doubts of whether this can work out or not. I do feel that you need to release the past, the both of you, and start working and communicating on what you're wanting. And because it does look like here, it could very well be successful. It's just, you know, you've had some hardships, and it looks like here with that, but you have good foundation, and you got to work on that, like take from that foundation and pull from that foundation and find and just kind of always check in with that person and with her and make sure that, you know, the two of you are communicating and getting what you need from each other. It's more of, you know, you're not in a place anymore where, you know, it's just you're building a family and all this stuff. You're looking for a partner, and you want to have similar interests and love interests and things like that that you guys are having in together and can do together. And but also at the same time, you need to support each other and check in. And that's where communication comes in big time. And, you know, you might need a little separation. I'm not seeing a separation necessarily here because I feel like you do have what it takes to make it work out. But it's going to be something that you guys really need to think about, where you went wrong, where you feel the relationship went wrong, where maybe you were responsible for something or she was responsible for something, and communicate that and open up, because it's saying here communication is key. But you guys really do have a good friendship and a good foundation, and that's where you need to pull from. That's your strength right there.
Right on. Well, that sounds great. Thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time. That was wonderful.
Oh, good. Give me some feedback when it happens, okay? And let me know how it goes.
All right, will do.
And good luck and Happy New Year.
Thank you for the call, Jack. Really appreciate it. That's good. And, that's, you know, even during it, I could hear feedback, you know, I could hear, Jack saying, yep, nope, yep, about there's some mistrust and whatnot. It's like, yep, he totally was acknowledging that. I mean, it's really interesting. It's really interesting to hear, what people, you know, what they want to hear, you know, what they want to ask and get the responses from it. I guess that's the best way for me to say it.
Yeah.
And so, no, that was good. And thank you so much for that call, Jack. Really appreciate it. You are doing one question readings on Tuesday and Thursdays. Those are on your Facebook page, facebook.com/tarotbyane, correct?
Yes.
And the one on Tuesday is going to be at 8 p.m. Central Time, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, 8 p.m. Central. Yes.
Awesome. Ane is an extremely gifted psychic medium, tarot card reader. To see when she does her Facebook Lives, go to that page, facebook.com/tarotbyane. Or to book a private reading or book her for an event, go to www.onae.org. Ane, thank you very much for joining us today, and I can't wait to have you back next month.
Thank you, Greg. It was a pleasure.
Absolutely. This has been Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Thank you very much for joining me, and I will see you next week. Have a great week.